I have Darren Noonan, co-founder of the Wolf Academy, and Owen Connaughton, founder of Gaelic Woodland Project. So good morning to you both. Good afternoon to you both, I should say.
How you doing now?
Good afternoon. Okay? No, thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, I'll talk to you first, Darrell, if you tell me about the foundation of the Wolf Academy and what it's all about.
Yeah, so myself and my brother set up Wolf Academy over 18 months ago now to go around the schools in Ireland speaking to the students on the different struggles we faced in life and the tools and techniques that helped us overcome those struggles. Because we just know that we would have greatly benefited from it in school ourselves. Now, we're not trying to tell the students what way to live. It's just when they make mistakes and when they face challenges, how they can navigate through them and how they can learn and grow from the mistakes. Because we believe that mistakes are a gift, but just as long as you can learn and grow from them.
Okay, and yourself, Owen, can you tell me about the Gaelic Woodland Project?
Of course, Noel. So the Gaelic Woodland Project is a registered charity. It's made up of volunteers, and our mission is to make a new forest in the middle of the country dedicated to Ireland and the Irish diaspora.
Okay, you two lads know each other?
So, what it was, Noel, was myself and Cormac, for the last number of months, have been wanting to somehow help the Irish landscape. And we were wondering what ways we could do it. And we actually got talking to a woman, Sarah, from the Fairy Council of Ireland, and she put us on to Owen and told us about what Owen was doing. So when we decided to do this challenge of walking the entire Wicklow Way, I contacted Owen and asked him how would he feel about joining us and raising the funds for his vision. And he agreed, and I only met Owen for the first time in person the day before we did the walk, but it was like I knew him my whole life. So.
Okay. I was just wondering, what exactly is wrong with the woodland life to an extent? I mean, most people go around, you look around, they might see a little bit of, rubbish thrown there by somebody. But overall, do they not have a maintenance department to look after all these things in the woodland? It's more to do than rubbish. So tell me exactly what you want to see rectified.
Yeah, the thing is, we in Ireland, no one in living memory knows what a wild Ireland looks like. This island was deforested by 1900, I believe it was 1924. There was only 1% native forestry cover. And today, we still have the lowest in Europe. So we've actually gone down. Our target is 18%, but we've gone from 11 to 10.5%. And, you know, a lot of people are trying very hard, but we've made some very big policy mistakes. So if you go for a walk in the woods, if any of your listeners have been out hiking in the forest, most of the time you'll be in a conifer plantation, which is usually a thicket spruce, North American conifer tree, all planted in rows. No Irish wildlife knows what to do with these trees. They have no functional biodiversity whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So the problem is so pervasive that it's, for many, you don't even see it. But what we want to do is make a native woodland with as much ecological resources for native wildlife, and in the future open it up so schools can go and they can see what Irish wildlife looks like, so they can identify it and realise that we need more of it.
Okay. Are you talking about the planting of more trees and stuff like that? Because that's what the world is talking about now, the cutting down of forestries and to do with climate and all that. So it's quite important in that way as well, as the sort of cosmetic stuff.
What do you mean, Noel?
Well, you know what I mean? Is that what you're talking about, the growing of trees and planting of trees and creating more woodland that has been dispensed with?
The joy of the woodland isn't only in the trees, it's what lies beneath. I'd consider the canopy of the trees to be the roof of a cathedral.
Okay.
And when you're beneath those trees, you can see the bluebells, the pignuts, the ferns, all these wonderful colours. And these aren't just decorations. They provide a very functional part of a vibrant habitat and the ecosystem. We want to bring all this back, and with that you'll get the black bee, the native Irish black bee, whose populations have been decimated. We'll get bird species, we'll get insects and vertebrates, we'll get mammals, we'll maybe even have a pine marten. Life, Ireland has a vibrant habitat, but throughout its history it's been just peeled back, and now there's only a nugget of it left. You really have to go out of your way to see it. and we want to put it in the very centre of the country and dedicate it to Ireland, recognising the scars of history and that we live in now. We have so much abundance compared to generations before.
Okay.
Running water into the house, for example, you know, little things like this that we take for granted. We want to recognise that and give back and make this dedicated to the land, dedicated to the Irish diaspora around the world, and to empower people to be active players in Irish conservation.
And how long has the Woodland Project been in existence?
I was teaching in a forest school in Canada, which really sparked it. When I saw the Algonquin National Park in Northern Ontario, so I came back in 2019 to set up the company.
Mm-hmm.
We set up the company in 2019, November 2019, and it's been a process. Now we have our charitable status. So we've been 2 years. We've done an awful lot, and what really gives me hope is the connections that have been made. Daryl, Cormac, the Wolf Academy, the Fairy Council of Ireland. Ideas have people, and a lot of people are resonating with this now. It's the time that we activate ourselves and make this happen.
Okay, and obviously the support is there because it's 2 years now, and it seems to have gotten lots and lots of support, as you said, from the other agencies as well.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, definitely. It's very encouraging.
Talking about wildlife and all that, Daryl, I'll move to you now.
Yep.
I'm not trying to be facetious, but the Wolf Academy, are you planning to bring the wolf back to Ireland as well?
Well, we'd love to, because the wolves were the protectors.
Well, there was talk about it.
I've heard talk about it. I'm sure it would be a fantastic thing for the ecosystem itself, because when you take a top predator like a wolf out of a food chain in a country or in a place, everything else gets messed up down the line. So it would be fantastic to see it come back. I'm sure, like, most of Ireland's forests were chopped down to create farms, and they're the people who wouldn't want the wolf to come back. But look, you never say never. It would be a fantastic thing. I'd love to see it anyway.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, what's our reaction when you're going around to schools, Daryl?
With what we're doing in the schools?
Indeed, yeah.
The students really resonate with us, because what we do when we go in is we tell them exactly why we're there, what it was that happened in our lives that brought us to this very moment standing in front of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they resonate with. So then they listen to what we are saying. They're willing to try the exercises we're doing with them, because a lot of them haven't tried these kind of things. For example, physical energy releases, different types of visualizations. It's not really done in the schools. There's talk about things like this, but there's no implementation, because it's nobody's fault. It's maybe the teachers delivering them don't really understand them themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we are trained in this kind of thing now, and that's why I think they seem to listen to us, and we have experienced different things in our lives where we've had to use these tools. And I think that's what they resonate with, and the students, they get so much from it. We can see it from the feedback and even what the teachers are telling us after.
Okay. And just back to you, Owen, I know I was sort of half joking about wolves, and we were talking about it a while ago, but I mean, the thing you hear people talking about now is actually foxes coming into the city because the habitat has been destroyed, and maybe other wildlife are coming into the city, that sort of thing. So this is the sort of opposition you're up against with the development of the country and the way it's sort of spreading out from every city, like Dublin and from Galway, Cork, all the main cities have sort of spread out, and this is the sort of opposition that you're up against.
I think you'll find, you know yourself, if you're out for a walk, if you're in nature, it nurtures the spirit and the soul. If we remove all nature from life, it wouldn't be a life worth living.
Mm-hmm.
To live in a concrete jungle, people escape that. That's why they go on holidays, you know, that's why they go out into the hills.
Oh, I agree with you entirely, but the point I was making as well about marrying them, yourself, Daryl, with the young people and that, and about climate change, that would be sort of a branch to lean onto to say, well, look, part of what we're trying to do will serve two functions. It'll keep bring us back to where we were as far as wildlife is concerned, but also good for the climate.
Definitely. What I like to think of, I'm not a climate scientist, but what I look at, all life is carbon. So if we really want to tackle this issue, we need to bring life back to the land. And that's the process. Like, let's say, for example, that soil organic carbon is a big part of the conversation. The regeneration of our peatlands. Actually, I'm on a bog right now, would you believe it, Noel? I'm actually sitting on the ditch inside of a bog. I work in peatland regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
And 75 bogs make up about 25% of the Irish land, about 25%. But they have 75% of our organic carbon. Our peatlands, I measured one this morning, 10 metres deep. That's the equivalent of several, you know, the Californian redwoods.
Indeed.
Yeah, there are several Californian redwoods buried beneath our bogs because it's undecomposed, compressed organic matter. And when we leave them to dry and decay, because peatlands are, remember, they're a wetland, they're supposed to be wet. When they're dried, they release 9 to 20 tons of carbon dioxide per hectare per year. So all in all, the amount of carbon released from our bogs is estimated to be the equivalent of the amount of carbon we lose in energy generation. So I'm all up for the conversation of climate change and how can we fix the world, but I don't want to bring it into figures. I want to bring it to life. It's about the animals. It's about the habitat. If we bring nature back, it'll take care of itself. I guarantee you that. I've seen it. It's beautiful.
And have you got an agency?
Play a role in it.
Have you got an agency you can approach with all of this? I mean, that's what I asked about in the maintenance department for the forestries and the woodlands and that. Can you say, well, okay, you're doing this, but how about bringing us back to where we were? Is there somewhere you can bring your ideas to and that?
Well, that's why we set up the charity.
You need someone in government to support it as well. I mean, you need the public, but you need someone in government to say, well, okay.
What I believe is that, like, I know there are people working very hard in government, but we have these special areas of conservation, SACs, and we're supposed to be protecting them. There's over 400 of them in Ireland, but less than half. It's been near 20 years. Less than half have conservation plans. The budget, the finances given to our environmental sector are very limited. So to seek help there, I don't think we're going to be able to do much. What we want to do is get power from the people. That the people aren't observers to this, that we are active participants. And that's what we want the Gaelic Woodland Project to be, a place of empowerment and activation, you know?
Okay, listen, we're running out of time. So, Daryl, first, I'm going to go to you. You're the founder of the Wolf Academy, and you're going to put out some information about the Wolf Academy if you're looking for more members or the work you're going to do or what help you can get. I'll hand the mic over to you.
Yeah, cheers, Noel. If anyone is looking to see what we do or looking to reach out, to find out our offers, wolfacademy.ie is the website, or you can get me at daryl@wolfacademy.ie.
Okay, listen, thanks very much. And your cell phone as well, the same applies to you. The mic is yours.
Thank you very much. Check out the GaelicWoodlandProject.com. We also just walked the entirety of the Wicklow Way this weekend to raise money for the forest. You can check out GoFundMe Wolves for the Woods. And we're going to have a video coming out soon, and all the donations are going into buying the land for the forest.
Okay, listen, thanks to both of you. I'm sorry I didn't have much more time to get more into, because it's such an interesting subject. Daryl and Owen, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Noel.
Cheers, Noel.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that was Daryl Noonan, co-founder of the Wolf Academy, and you can look up thewolfacademy.ie. And also I was talking to Owen Connaughton, and he was founder of the Gaelic Woodland Project, and they have the website as well there.